Top 5 at 5.
Why are they unwilling to have a lawyer there? Why are they unwilling to have it photographed?
Famed attorney Alan Dershowitz slamming the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago, questioning why the FBI didn't cooperate with Trump lawyers. Republicans are slamming the FBI's unprecedented execution of a search warrant at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Tit for tat, New York City's mayor threatening to bus New Yorkers to Texas to campaign against Governor Abbott in retaliation for sending illegal migrants to New York City. The mother of an innocent 17-year-old shot in Queens as part of a gang initiation speaks out. A big settlement with Chipotle. The chain will shell out $20 million to New York City workers who sued over labor violations. A search warrant for the raid of former President Donald Trump's lavish Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida was very thin, his lawyer claims. Christina Bob was one of three Trump attorneys at the president's Florida estate as 30 FBI agents searched the property Monday. Bob saw that search warrant, but was not allowed to see the affidavit containing details on why the search was permitted. Bob appeared on Real America's Voice.
Classified documents, evidence of a crime as far as classified documents go. So they were looking for both classified information that they think should not have been removed from the White House, as well as presidential records.
Since the raid, which Trump himself revealed in a statement claiming he was the target of a political operation, there have been calls for him to release the warrant. Eric Trump, one of Donald Trump's sons, told Fox News Monday that he was informed the raid was related to a Justice Department investigation of his father's alleged mishandling of classified material. And earlier this year, Mr. Trump gave the National Archives and Records Administration about 15 boxes worth of material it contends were presidential records. And today, Mr. Trump is expected to give a deposition in the investigation by the New York Attorney General into the business dealings of the Trump Organization. He is in New York. On Monday, a growing number of Republicans have spoken out against the raid. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican out of California, tweeted a statement that read in part, "I've seen enough." Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, took it a step further, tweeting, "Defund the FBI." A Twitter account for Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee, run by Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican out of Ohio, tweeted, "This is what happens in third world countries, not the United States." Another tweet read, "If they can do it to a former president, imagine what they can do to you." Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich appeared on Katz at Night, hosted by 77 WABC owner and operator John Katzmatidis.
Well, I've never seen anything like this in the United States. You've seen it in Venezuela or Zimbabwe or with the East German Stasi, the secret police. But the idea that you'd have 30 FBI agents basically occupy a former president's private home, wander around, look for anything they wanted to. We have no idea whether they planted things.
Several Republican senators used the operation to further criticize President Biden's sweeping climate, health care and tax bill, which Senate Democrats passed Sunday. It includes nearly $80 billion in funding for the Internal Revenue Service, including hiring of additional agents that Republicans worry will target conservative groups if it passes the House. A New York City Mayor Eric Adams is suggesting he would bus New Yorkers down to Texas to campaign against Republican Governor Greg Abbott for the good of America. The mayor's pledge in response to Abbott's busing of illegal immigrants from Texas to Democratic cities, including the Big Apple, in protest of the Biden administration's lax border policies.
This is horrific when you think about what the governor is doing, the governor of Texas, after a month of traveling across the border, placing on the bus with no direction to come here to New York.
A second busload of illegal migrants from the Texas border towns arrived in the city Sunday, as ordered by Governor Abbott. A gang initiation is being eyed in the apparently random shooting of an innocent 17-year-old on 118th Street in Jamaica, Queens, Monday evening. Video shows a group of four males, two armed, opening fire on this teen. The teen can be seen fleeing these shooters by running across the street. So far, no arrests. The victim's mother spoke to ABC7, which agreed not to show her face or reveal her name.
He could lose his life just like that. They need to get the gun off the road. They need to do something about this. He's okay right now, but he came in from an interview yesterday, and that's when he heard shot and he started to get shot, and which is not good. It's no good.
The teen struck in the leg, taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Chipotle Mexican Grill will pay $20 million to current and former workers at its New York City restaurants for violating the city's labor laws. The city will receive $1 million in civil penalties. The settlement between the city and the California-based fast food chain covering about 13,000 employees who worked in New York City outlets between 2017 and this year. New York City Mayor Eric Adams made the announcement Tuesday.
We want businesses like Chipotle to open here and thrive here. That's crucial for us. But they cannot exist without the hard-working people who are cooking, serving, and delivering our food.
According to investigators, Chipotle failed to post work schedules 14 days in advance, failed to pay a premium for schedule changes, and failed to offer available shifts to current employees.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.